This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At G-Code, if you already have your weapon, if you already have your ammunition, if you already have your magazines, everything else you need is at G-Code. Everything. Chest rigs, belts already set up. I have something called the Assaulter belt that I really need. That's going to be the next review I do. That's going to be the next YouTube review I do, the Assaulter belt. All of that tactical holster goodness. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. In a span of just a few weeks, two very crazed Bernie Sanders type supporters have committed acts of violence against innocent Americans. In May, Jeremy Christian stabbed and killed two men after berating two Muslim women on a Portland, Oregon train. And then this past Wednesday, we had James Hodgkinson. The big difference between the two events is that only one was seized upon as a disturbing example of the rising political violence in the nation, the incident the media was able to pin on the right. Christian's stabbing was depicted as a deliberate act of white supremacist terror, despite the culprit's past support of left-wing causes. His desire to murder all Trump supporters and Jeff Sessions, and the fact that victims were fellow white males. President Trump was inevitably blamed for the violence and was even castigated for taking too long to condemn it. And the apparently insufficient condemnation was so infuriating to journalists that they used the president's reaction to the London Bridge jihadi attack to revive their fury over Portland. Meanwhile, many of these same people in media and politics are now strongly urging all Americans to not politicize an avowed leftist trying to assassinate Republican politicians. Suddenly, the very people who whip up outrage anytime a story pops up that fits their narratives transform themselves into simply wanting social harmony and decency after an attack, a response we usually only see after Islamic terror. On the Twitter from Virginia Postrel, whoever she is, please don't politicize the awful congressional shootings. Take a deep breath. Think of the victims. Or Glenn Thrush, who I talked about earlier today, he said, I guess we have our answer to the question, who will be the first to politicize this? Chuck Todd, hope most folks realize that we have a toxic political culture and that attempting to exploit today for political gain will only poison us more. That's flabbergasting. Because we see these responses such a very short time after the media politicized Jeremy Christian's act of violence, which had at best very tenuous political motives. And in spite of these protestations that journalists and pundits urging this restraint because they worry about the country's toxic political climate, the real reason is that they have been pushing the narratives that likely shaped the shooter's worldview. This is where somebody gets out there and starts saying, well, what? See, left-wing media has pushed this story that Trump somehow sold the nation to Vladimir Putin. They call the president a fascist and compare Republican lawmakers to Nazi collaborators. Major outlets have repeated over and over and over again that there's a wave of hate crimes engulfing the country and placed the blame on that phenomenon, for that phenomenon, squarely on Trump. They have cheered the aggressive town hall demonstrators who show up and scream at Republican lawmakers, instantly turning these folks into internet heroes. There were also prominent voices who legitimized political violence against supposed Nazis, which invited everyone to dive down the slippery slope and define everyone on the right as a descendant of Hitler. Judging by his social media, Hodgkinson bought all of this. He fully believed these and the other narratives about Republicans. And it likely influenced his decision to pick up a gun and take aim at congressmen. Now, we're not likely to have this discussion because those who tried to determine the discourse don't want to take the blame for their role. It's similar to how they have refused to show any contrition for promoting a whole host of fake hate crime hoaxes in order to attack Trump. Examples of that attitude are the bomb threats and the vandalism directed at Jewish community centers this year. Without any shred of evidence to connect Trump to these actions, nearly every powerful outlet made that dubious connection and demanded a strong condemnation from the president. And eventually it turned Trump and his supporters had nothing to do with the anti-Semitic acts, and the only two individuals charged for the bomb threats are a left-wing failure at journalism and an Israeli teen. But there were no apologies when all of this came to light. No apologies for pushing the narrative that Trump was inspiring anti-Semitic intimidation. So the demands that no one politicize an obviously political attack is another sign that the media is operating as an institution serving themselves. They want to bring down Trump and push a progressive agenda, period, against you. An anti-Republican shooting is tripping them up, but a stabbing they can blame on Islamophobia and right-wingers moves the agenda forward. We do have a toxic political climate, and that's due to many factors. And one powerful element, one big glaring common denominator, is the legacy fake stream media. And it's all but guaranteed that after a few days of declaring we're all Americans now and that this is no time to push politics, they'll find a tragic story or a violent act to browbeat Republicans with. We should have expected journalists and activists to react to the shooting in this manner because they are a disingenuous crowd. And they also don't read the tea leaves. See, here's the thing. Trump got elected despite the mainstream media. If you had believed the fake stream media, none of us should have gone to vote. It was already in the bag. It was going to be President Hillary Clinton. And what they don't get, and what a few of us don't seem to get, is that I know that most of America is not listening to them anymore. All of these rantings that they're doing, are these are people, they're being Don Quixote yelling at the windmills. This is them screaming at trees, or it's like the mad, you know, the rabid dogs that bark at the snowflakes coming down out of the air. It is the ranting of somebody not being listened to. And Trump's approval ratings are going up. You know that's got to sting. That's just got to sting them because they're out there, they believe that they are the ones that shape your opinion. I don't ever want to be somebody who shapes your opinion. I want to provide you with some information that maybe you look at, and I want you to shape your own damn opinion. I want you to make your own opinion, and I want you to work with it. But I don't ever want to be one of these people where everybody's, well, Bill, pretty change. No, I don't want to be that one. I do not want to be that guy. That's too much power. I don't deserve it. You should take your own power. When we get back, we're in an attack right now. This is Lock and Load. Legacy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. ATC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An ATC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last, starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Let me send this right quick. And then we will move on. There we go. Now then. We're existing right now where things are heating up. And it is heating up in a way that it isn't that I didn't expect it, but with all the hype and the rhetoric going on and the ever-growing anger and hatred of the political left as their ongoing calls for people to resist by any means, we're answered with a guy carrying a weapon. Some would describe him as happy-go-lucky. Who actually believed the hype and the hate being spewed nonstop from virtually every fake stream media outlet in the free world, with even greater vitriol and malice in internet forums and blogs and propaganda outlets. Now, had the assassin been a Tea Partier, or his target a Democrat, the media and the politicians' heavy fingers of blame would be pointing at right-wing talk show hosts for encouraging violence, and they might go there anyway. But you can bet that since the attacker was a progressive and his targets were Republicans, there will be no fake stream media or prominent politicians criticizing the progressive fomenters of hate that fueled the assailant's very heavy psychosis. Now, perhaps I'll make the stretch and describe this extremist's actions as an overreaction to the rising hatred and bigotry from the right. But that stretches the bail a bit thin. More likely, they will stick primarily to their other favorite targets and lay most of the blame on the lax gun laws, the NRA, and Republicans for kowtowing to the NRA and failing to do anything about the lax gun laws. In the less regulated and more anonymous bubble of the internet, the discussions are already going so far as to suggest that it served them right and that Republicans are reaping what they have sown. Yesterday evening, the Moms Demand Attention were sending out fundraising emails. And in it, she talked about the attack on Representative Scalise and the suicidal UPS driver in San Francisco who killed three of his co-workers before taking his own life. And Ms. Watts wanted to invite people to join her in sending condolences to the families and survivors while taking the opportunity to share some bogus statistics and express her frustration at the scourge of gun violence. And her primary purpose was to collect names and email addresses to build her list and inflate her supporter numbers. Then there's Gabrielle Giffords, another victim of a violently deranged progressive, sought out reporters to tell them that this was really bad and that we must do something about the epidemic of gun violence in our country. Well, I guess when you reduce murder by 50% and other violent crime by almost 30% over the past couple of decades, that's now considered to be epidemic proportions. And all of that is even more astounding when you consider that as violent crime has been going down, gun ownership has been skyrocketing dramatically. More people own more guns today than at any time in our history, yet crime, including gun crime, keeps going down. Now, of course, the mayor of San Francisco had to decry the rampant gun violence in our society as he was expressing his sincere condolences to the victims and families of the UPS attack in his most gun-restricted city, in the most gun-restricted state in the United States. His police department did their part, too, bragging that the killer committed suicide as they closed in, so they never had to fire a shot. And they described one of the two handguns the murderer had, and I heard this the other day, and I'm still trying to figure this one out, as an assault-type pistol. Whatever that is. And I'm laughing at that because it's just stupid. It's just stupid. Every pistol in circulation today, every semi-automatic handgun, is in exactly the same configuration it would be in the hands of the military, because they don't carry fully automatic handguns in the military. But the one who wins the award for the most mindless anti-rights ranting was Terry McAuliffe. He took the opportunity of an assassination attempt on a member of Congress to declare it as proof that there are too many guns on the street, and followed that up with repeated declarations that gun violence takes the lives of 93 million Americans every day, which means in about 4 days there will be no America. Even though reporters questioned him on that statistic several times, it wasn't until one pointed out that this would reduce the population of the United States down to zero in less than 4 days that he backed away from the statistic and simply declared the death toll too high. And this is just the beginning of the attack on rights. Some anti-rights politicians at least have the decency to wait a day or two before politicizing a tragedy. Or perhaps it's just that the reporters were too busy to get around to them yesterday, so they had to hold their comments till today or tomorrow, maybe next week. But you can bet your bottom dollar they'll be coming in all of their righteous indignation, demanding that since a radical, probably anti-gun progressive, used a probably, although we know now that he bought it legally, and it was probably, you know, 70-year-old former military rifle, that it doesn't get pushed out there because it looks like a regular rifle. The charging handle looks like a bolt-action handle. America should give in to the demands and make gun buying and possession more complicated, expensive, if not outright impossible. We should let the terrorists win and punish the 100 million or so gun owners, 140 actually, who never have and probably never will abuse their right to own a weapon. While we let more violent criminals out of prison, give them another chance to rape, pillage, murder, but in a much more peaceful and vulnerable America. The problem with that is that all seems pretty un-American to me, and it will serve only to widen the chasm between the left and the right, feeding the anarcho-communists and the internet warriors, encouraging them to add the NRA types to their long list of people that they should feel free to call names. Oh, well. We'll see. We will see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The idea that I'm a little nervous about things.
Not really nervous. I don't know that I would put it as nervous.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming from the desk of David Kodria, we have a couple of good things. I missed so much in the last 10 days, something like that. England has been the target of some terrorism here of late, and a police commissioner verbally caused alarm among rank-and-file officers by suggesting that members of the public who own guns could help defend rural areas against terror attacks. Coming from The Guardian this past Monday, Alison Hernandez, the Devon and Cornwall Police and Crime Commissioner, said she was interested in having a conversation with the chief constable about whether ordinary people with gun licenses could assist in a terrorist crisis. (Laughs) The deputy chief constable, Paul Netherton, quickly responded, under no circumstances would we want members of the public to arm themselves with firearms, not least because officers responding would not know who the offenders were, and quite obviously they would not have the time to ask. Pretty good chance that, yeah, they would, because most of the licenses that people can get in the UK are either going to be for double-barreled shotguns, single-barreled shotguns, or possibly .22 long rifles. I don't know about too many people that actually own handguns there. There are millions of guns licensed in the UK, none of which, the licensed weapons, none of them would I be willing to use in a terrorist situation, of course. But they decided they wanted to discourage such a conversation from happening, let alone hope that there would be any change in the UK's draconian gun bans and restrictions. Our message to the public, he said, is a simple one: to run, to hide, and to tell. During World War II, when Churchill got out there and said, we will fight them in the fields and in the streets and in the villages and wherever else, he said they would fight them. There was only one problem. There were no guns. And the United States airlifted 400,000 weapons, real weapons, to the UK. And they were dispersed to the citizens of the UK because Churchill believed that Hitler was going to be landing any old day on the shores of the United Kingdom across the English Channel. After World War II, those weapons were then reconfiscated and dropped into the ocean, despite the fact that nobody acted out with them. We seem to be getting a message here of only ones everywhere, including here in the U.S., where our Department of Homeland Security adds an anemic fight to the instructions without adding how someone disarmed by rules is supposed to do that and what the odds are likely to be for success. Further agreeing with Constable Netherton and further asserting that U.S. gun laws enable and abet terrorists are American gun grabbers, with their position laid out in the New York Times. And that allowing insufficiently vetted foreign nationals into the country in the first place may be a factor. Well, that's never looked at. Also ignored are how many killers take advantage of gun-free zone restrictions and the inconvenient truth that the 5 million members of the NRA, arguably the most heavily armed civilian population on the planet, have a lower homicide rate than Britain. See, it's not about gun violence as far as I'm concerned. I don't like violence. Violence to me is bad. Bad. Very bad. So, and getting killed by being kicked to death or hit in the head with a lump of concrete or beat to death with a walking stick or knifed, that doesn't make that a higher ground. That doesn't give you any moral higher ground. But it's clearly not the guns that are the issue here. Now, former NYPD Commissioner and LAPD Chief Bill Bratton is saying that European-style terror attacks are going to be the new normal in our world. And that type of attack is quite likely to occur here in the United States at some point in time. And true to carrying on in the finest European traditions, Bratton has been a career denier of the right to people to keep and bear arms. What we are beginning to remember is that for thousands of years, everyone on the island nation of the UK was armed at all times with daggers and with swords if you could afford them, and with throwing axes and longbows for truly special occasions. That was in the burning platform. Personal defense was not just a choice. It meant accepting full responsibility for individual safety beyond city or castle walls. Defending ourselves with grace and strength and skill was something we once took great pride in. We should be looking at what's happening across the pond and view it as a canary in a coal mine of sorts, and a predictor of the shape of things to come. And when it comes to gun violence and terrorism, we need to understand that the UK hasn't seen anything yet. No. No, they haven't. I mean, Brexit was the first step in trying to get out of this open borders nonsense that the European Union has imposed upon all of their members. And they've decided to pull out of that, and they're getting all kinds of resistance from it. And they finally get a prime minister. You know, Cameron didn't want to do it, so they get a prime minister who's going to go ahead with it. And then because of the law, as it is in Britain, which was that way before Cameron, before Blair, before Thatcher, because of the law the way it is in Britain, now May is sort of hamstrung right now. And that's probably going to slow down Brexit, if not kill it outright. And in the meantime, you've got an Islamic population in the UK who will tell anybody walking down the streets where they, you know, have failed to assimilate, they've put their little cliques together, that this is our country now. It's an Islamic country. It's a Sharia country. And one morning they'll wake up, and when they realize that they have sufficient numbers to do the job, they will go about taking it. And the people of Britain, who I have relatives there, well, I don't know what will happen. And we won't be able to help them, because it'll all happen real quick. But they haven't seen anything yet, because the enemy is there. The enemy is within. It's on the island nation right now. These guys don't operate alone. There's no lone wolves. We're going to see it there. We're going to see it here. That die is cast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back. Gah. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I don't talk about her very much because I don't really think of her as very much of a factor. I don't watch their reality show. I don't really find it that real. But Kim Kardashian, this also from the desk of David Kodra, she posted an impassioned piece about gun control on her website a week ago to mark National Gun Violence Awareness Day. According to the UK Daily Mail, which they reported approvingly, like many other celebrities, the reality star urged her fans to wear orange in recognition of the movement. She was promoting an annual propaganda stunt by Bloomberg's AstroTurf group, Everytown. The object is to solicit and exploit photos of useful idiots who are happy to be swindled out of their rights and intent on dragging everybody else along with them. As you can expect from opposite-day progressives, what is intended as a show of strength is really a display of weakness. And that's why the well-financed Bloomberg Magical Mystery Tour of a few years back not only had to pad their deaths list with the names of violent criminals, but they also had to keep their tour stops unpublicized lest they end up embarrassingly outnumbered by gun owner rights advocates. So, it really shouldn't surprise anyone that a few years back the Wear Orange website bragged, millions of Americans are coming together. Now, the most recent iteration claims thousands, and that's all they could get despite nationwide supportive media coverage and boosts from celebrity social media feeds. In Atlanta, at the NRA meetup, there was 80,000 of us there, and the Moms Demand Attention counter-protest, which I don't even know where it was, but they had to put some orange T-shirts on some people that weren't even part of their group
to get their number into the dozens. Now, Kim Kardashian alone claims 53.3 million Twitter followers. And that's a pretty sorry statement on the priorities many people have. That's nearly as many people that voted for Trump or Clinton. I constantly ask myself, what is it exactly that she's famous for again? Aside from being famous for exhibitionism and narcissism. Kardashian declares on a website, right now there are more guns owned by civilians in this country than any other country in the world. She says that like it's a bad thing. In February of this year, Trump actually signed a bill revoking a regulation recommended by President Obama that would have added 75,000 names of people with registered mental illness to a national background check database. That is crazy. No, that's actually due process. She asks, is it more important to protect the Second Amendment than protect our children? We have imposed restrictions on a number of constitutional rights for the sake of, name them. Which other ones out there have we imposed restrictions on for the sake of protecting people, including freedom of speech and the right to exercise religious beliefs? So why is the Second Amendment any different, she asks. Well, we haven't passed any bans on fundamental rights, and contrary to popular misconception, you can yell fire in a crowded theater as long as there's a fire. We have not required prior restraint, background checks, licensing, and permitting in order to generally exercise personal freedom of speech and worship. We do have libel laws, copyright laws, and like, but we also have laws against shooting people or ripping off proprietary gun maker designs. And if you want to hold a parade or engage in activity that competes with the rights of others, a permit can factor in, but you don't need one to personally traverse open public spaces. Still, all Kardashian wants to do is enact laws that would help protect innocent Americans from people who should not have access to firearms. And she says, hey, listen, and this is true, Rob Pincus, the tactical instructor, he went and instructed the Kardashian sisters on shooting a gun. So when she says, I'm not against guns and I'm not against people owning guns, she probably does own guns. She probably likes them. But she also says, after what happened to me in Paris, I know how important it is to be safe and to have armed security. And all of my security team is armed, but they also support stricter gun control laws and believe that we should restrict access to firearms for people with mental illness. Anyone previously convicted of a misdemeanor, that's interesting, those who have been subject to a temporary restraining order, and those at higher risk of committing gun violence. How do you figure all that out, Kim? I mean, really, how do you figure out who is at higher risk of committing gun violence? And who do you know of that has been adjudicated as mentally deficient and is buying guns and passing a background check? And did you background check your armed security team? Let's talk about the armed security team. The armed security team can go places armed that you and I cannot, at least not without risking arrest. Her protectors are some of the only ones. They have exclusivity, and, they get to enjoy profit from that. And the other thing is, how long would their employment last if they publicly disagreed with their employer? But as for the mental illness and restraining order prohibitions, once again, before denying fundamental rights to people who've not been convicted of any crime or adjudicated a danger to themselves or others, due process requirements must be satisfied. She says she's not against guns, but wants to prohibit anyone convicted of a misdemeanor from owning them. Like Kanye West for assaulting a photographer. Like step-parent Caitlyn Jenner narrowly avoided over a car crash. Like she herself could have been charged for her role in secretly recording Taylor Swift. What it boils down to is that these people, like Kardashian, they can afford an armed security detail, and they aren't affected by edicts imposed upon commoners. Bloomberg
got all of his armed detail from when he was the mayor of New York. They all quit when he was no longer the mayor, and they now armed. They travel with him everywhere he goes, including in foreign places where even most police don't carry guns. And whether she realizes it or not, the gun owner control she calls for are more incremental steps towards a monopoly of violence endgame. So, if one of you out there is one of the 53.3 million, you know, followers of Kim Kardashian, here's what I would say to you. These people, like Kardashian, they have their protection. They have the same kind of protection afforded to them that, say, the ruling political class has afforded to them. For them, it becomes a matter of, so what if a few followers and fans get killed off? That doesn't even register on the bottom line for them. Kardashian isn't even a singer. I mean, she doesn't even have to worry about record sales. She just exists for being Kim Kardashian, whatever that is. Whatever that is. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. I mean, you can hear that just from what she says and what she states and all this other nonsensical stuff that she brings up. It just, it would be funny if it wasn't so offensive. So, thanks, Kim. Appreciate all that stuff. All of you are famous for being famous. We'll handle this if that's okay with you. We're not really concerned with what you think or believe or want to do. We're good to go. We are good to go. Hour number three is inbound. When we get back, we're going to go back and look at the leftist game that is driving us into a position where we're going to have to respond to it. Stay tuned. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.